Well, now that we've spoken to Eric Damery about what's new in JAWS version 4.0, let's take a look at JAWS from the user's perspective. I currently have JAWS version 4 loaded and I'm in the JAWS window. I've got the DeckTalk Access 32 running, and hopefully we've slowed things down to the point that most users can hear what's going on. Let's check the window title.
JAWS.
And I have intermediate verbosity set up, by the way, so it doesn't say the title equals, but it just says JAWS to tell me that I'm in the JAWS window. Now, the first thing that we notice when we tap the Alt key, well, there are a couple of things that we notice when we tap the Alt key.
Menu bar. Options.
To navigate, press left or right arrow. I'll go.
Where'd the file menu go? Well, they've redesigned the user interface and the whole menu bar across the top of the JAWS window. So when we tap the Alt key, we're on the Options menu. And you also heard the tutor message. If you heard our review of Kinect Out Loud, you'll remember that it's quite similar. In a different voice, it's telling us that we can navigate the menu bar by pressing certain keys. So we have the Options menu. Let's just use right arrow to move across the top of the menu bar.
Utilities. Language. Help.
Alt H.
So, we have Options, Utilities, Language, and Help. And notice if I'm not so quick on the pressing of the right arrow as we move through.
Language.
Alt L.
I'm now pressing left arrow.
Utilities.
Alt U.
JAWS is now speaking the Access key in that same message voice. You can turn all of those things on. In fact, we'll show you that in just a second.
Options.
Alt O.
Let's go into the Options menu by pressing the down arrow key.
Menu active. Basics.
To move through items, press up or down arrow. B.
So, we've now pulled down the menu, and it tells us that to move through these items, we can use up or down arrow, and that the shortcut key is B to get into Basics. Let's see what's in there, so I'll press Enter.
Leaving menus. Basic settings dialog. Tumor messages announce menu and control help radio button checked.
1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
We are already on a series of radio buttons that help us to determine what the tutor message will do. We'll just down arrow here.
Tumor messages turn off menu and control help radio button checked.
2 of 3.
And one more.
Tumor messages announce custom messages only radio button checked.
3 of 3.
When we take a look at the prompt creator in just a little while, you'll see that you can actually design custom tutor messages. And you can just have those spoken. You can have nothing at all spoken, or you can have everything on. We'll just go back to the default.
Tutor messages announce menu and control help radio button checked.
1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
All right. Well, we'll press the tab key to move to the next control.
Access key, speed call radio button checked.
2 of 4.
Now,
change the selection, press up or down arrow.
We're looking at the way that JAWS handles access keys. This is another new feature. I'll just up arrow to see what the first choice is.
Access key off radio button checked.
1 of 4. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
So that's classic JAWS behavior. All access keys are turned off. Of course, there are hotkeys that you can press to get some of those access keys. For example, pressing the number pad 5 will often yield some useful results.
Access key, speed call radio button checked.
2 of 4.
Access key, speak menus only radio button checked.
3 of 4.
And lastly,
access key, speak dialogues only radio button checked.
4 of 4.
So you can have them all on, in which case it will speak menus and dialogues, or you can choose just menus, just dialogues, or no access keys at all. We'll take it up a couple.
Access key, speak all radio button checked.
And that's the default. We'll press the tab key.
Automatically start JAWS checkbox checked.
To clear checkmark, press space bar. All the.
This is what used to be called Run JAWS First. It's now just termed Automatically Start JAWS, and it is in this Basics dialog. You remember that it used to be in the File menu, and if you pushed Enter to turn it on or off, you'd be popped straight out of the File menu and back into the JAWS window. I am not at all unhappy about seeing that kind of control disappearing. As someone who does a bit of training, it confuses the heck out of people that you make a choice, like one of these checkboxes off a menu, and you press Enter to toggle the check, and you're popped out of the menu. So very good to see that it's in a dialog and a standard checkbox.
Run JAWS from system tray checkbox not checked.
Similarly, this has now popped into this Basics dialog. For those who aren't familiar with the JAWS product, if you check this, then JAWS no longer appears on the taskbar. The advantage of that is that when you're alt-tabbing around the applications, JAWS doesn't get in the way. It is a good feature.
Show virtual viewer on screen checkbox checked.
To clear checkmark, press spacebar. OW.
Eric's told us about the virtual viewer in the interview, and we'll show you that in just a wee while, but this really is a way that you can have a sighted person see what help messages a blind person is hearing. As Eric explained, sometimes it's good to have the virtual viewer off, for example, in case you want to get some assistance with a PowerPoint presentation. You may want to hear through a set of headphones or through your or read through your braille display about some access key or other, but you don't want that to be shown on a huge screen to a large audience. So this is what this controls. Let's press tab.
Use keyboard layout combo box. Desktop.
2 and 4. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alt-L.
Let's see what keyboard layouts we have if we go up one.
Classic laptop.
This is the classic laptop because they've made some changes.
Desktop. Laptop. Magic 6.2.
Okay.
Desktop.
So we'll go back to desktop. And one of the things that they have done, which we didn't actually cover in the interview with Eric, is that you now have some choice as to what your JAWS key is. Now, the term JAWS key is a bit of a new invention for version 4, but generally speaking, it applies to what we desktop users know as the insert key. But you'll notice if you go through the help messages in the virtual viewer, etc., that you'll hear repeated references to the JAWS key. Press JAWS key plus T to read the window title, etc. That's because your JAWS key can now be the insert key, the caps lock key, or the scroll lock key. And you toggle that by going into your default configuration in the configuration manager, going to the settings menu, and then choosing keyboard, and you'll find it in there. And so that is good, because if you're in a situation like a laptop and you want to make the layout a bit more consistent with the desktop, where you just change your JAWS key to your caps lock. Really, very cool.
OK button.
And there's that dialogue.
Press spacebar.
We'll press the spacebar.
JAWS.
And we've popped out into the JAWS window. So that's the basics dialogue. Going further down, we'll pop back into the options menu.
Menu active. Options. Basics.
To move through items, press up or down arrow. D.
Voices submenu.
V.
Well, that's changed a little bit. If we go into the voices submenu, and we probably won't spend too much time on this because the basics are the same, but when you go into the voices submenu, you now only have two dialogues. What you used to have when you popped into voices was a menu containing a different option for global, PC cursor, JAWS cursor, I think message voice and uppercase voice, etc. Now you just have two menu choices, the global dialogue and the voices dialogue, and we'll go in there. We'll go to Alt-O for
voices submenu.
Options, and then V for voices.
Global adjustment.
There's global adjustment. If we go down,
individual voice adjustment.
Aye.
Global.
That's all there is. So we go into individual voice adjustment.
Menus. Individual voice dialogue. Modify default radio button checked.
1 of 2.
And you've got your typical modify default or just modify for the current application. So we'll press tab.
Adjust combo box. PC cursor voice.
1 of 4.
Here's the difference. Instead of having a whole lot of different menus, you've got this combo box.
JAWS cursor voice. Keyboard voice.
Tutor and message voice.
Keyboard. JAWS cursor voice.
Okay, so you can hear as soon as you up and down arrow, you're getting the voice that's currently in use, complete with its parameters.
Keyboard voice.
Tutor and message voice.
I'm going to tutor
and
message voice, and we'll just show you how we adjust that. We'll just press the tab key now that we've chosen the voice we want to adjust from the combo box.
Rate 250 left right slider. 30%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
That's fine.
Punctuation combo box. None. 1 of 4.
That's the fine too.
Person combo box. Betty. 2 of 9.
Okay, let's adjust the tutor voice.
Harry. Frank. Dennis.
Kit. Ursula.
Rita.
Wendy.
Okay. I like the idea of her whispering Wendy, because for the tutor, she's kind of quietly whispering in your ear what to do. So I think I'll leave that there for now.
Pitch 200 left right slider. 50%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And we can adjust the pitch of this.
60%.
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Volume edit. Set this using system volume control. Apply button. To activate, press OK.
And we'll press OK to get out of here.
JAWS.
And now, when we go back into the menu bar,
menu active, options, basics.
To move through items, press up or down arrow, B.
Okay, so that's taken effect.
Voices submenu, Braille.
L.
Now, there's been a lot of change to the way that Braille is done, and we'll take a look at that while we're here.
Leaving menus, Braille Basic Settings Dialog. Default Braille Display Combo Box. Braille Note.
2 of 2. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Alright. Yeah, okay. So we've got the default Braille display. This is very chatty, as you can hear, but you can turn all that chattiness off, don't forget, just pop into the options menu, go to the basics dialog, and if you don't like all the chattiness, turn off the tutor voice and the access keys, you're back to the way that you're used to with JAWS. I only have one Braille display installed, that's the Braille Note.
Modify settings button.
To activate, press spacebar. Alt M.
Modify settings is a bit, I guess, potentially misleading, because what you're doing here is modifying the communication settings. You're not modifying, if you go into this dialog,
set
we'll just quickly do
for
that.
The Braille Note Braille Display dialog. Select the output port, edit combo. COM 1.
Okay, so we've got
OK button.
Just the COM port there. So you're not modifying the actual settings for the Braille Note in terms of the way it's configured, structured mode, etc. You're only modifying the communication settings. Maybe by the time 4.0 comes out, they might make that prompt a bit more descriptive.
Show Braille load error checkbox not checked.
To check, press spacebar.
I'm very pleased that this is not apparently checked by default anymore, and the Braille load error just simply tells you if it can't find a Braille display. But sometimes you may run JAWS without a Braille display connected. Perhaps you're using the Braille Note in active sync or some other reason you don't have it connected. You're not going to get that Braille load error by default anymore.
Translation table combo box. That's 437.
4 of 5.
And we have a range of translation tables here.
VIS 8. IBM 850. IBM 437. CRISP.
I really haven't had much of a play with them, but I'll leave it at its default.
Add Braille display button.
To activate, press spacebar. Alt D.
Now, one of the things that has always been a bit annoying with JAWS is that it's been very difficult to add things after the fact, whether it be a synthesizer or a Braille display. They've got there, finally, with the Braille display. And as Eric has indicated, they're looking to the future at adding synthesizers as well on the fly like this after an installation. So, very good.
Advanced button.
To activate, press spacebar.
Now, what effectively happens when you press this advanced button is that you're going to be popped into the configuration manager. The default configuration file is going to be loaded, and you'll be in the Braille dialog. Let's do that. So it's loading config
default
manager.
Default JCF JAWS configuration manager. Braille options dialog. Gray 2 enable translator checkbox checked.
I have that enabled. It's not enabled by default, but it's easy enough to enable from within this dialog. So I'm just tabbing through the options now.
Gray 2 expand current word checkbox not checked.
At the moment I have that unchecked.
Braille marking highlight checked.
Just to explain what that is though, if you have this checked, which I think is the default state when you turn gray 2 on, then when you use your cursor routing keys to put your Braille cursor on a word, it becomes untranslated. In other words, you see it in grade 0, which in many cases does make a lot of sense if you want to edit the word.
Braille marking highlight checkbox not checked.
To check, press spacebar.
Braille marking bold checkbox not checked.
Okay, we're going to through now, and you can see there's a checkbox for any attribute that you want to see.
Braille marking underline checkbox not checked.
So to see those attributes, you simply check the boxes that you want to see. In my case, I'm predominantly using the Braille display for reading text on to the air in some way, whether it's recording something or whatever. So I don't want to be distracted. I just want simple, basic grade 2 Braille to read from.
Braille marking italic checkbox not checked. Braille marking strikeout checkbox not checked.
So you can see all of these different attributes.
Braille marking color checkbox not checked. Braille marking script defined markings checkbox not checked. Attribute rotation combo box. 1,000 milliseconds.
2 of 4. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
The attribute rotation combo box simply determines how quickly JAWS will rotate from the different attributes that you've selected. In other words, if you have something that's bolded and italicized and underlined, and you've got all those attribute markings turned on, every 1,000 milliseconds it will rotate and show you those different attributes. But the options we have are
500 milliseconds, 1,000 milliseconds, 1,500 milliseconds, 2,000 milliseconds.
All right, so there you go.
Braille mode combo box, structured.
2 of 3.
This is a traditional JAWS setting.
Line, structured, speech box.
You have the line mode, structured mode, and speech box mode. Structured mode has been significantly improved and I think we're about to show you that.
Define structured mode button.
We have a setting here called Define Structured Mode, and we'll go in there and just take a brief tour of that because it's pretty impressive.
Rail Options Dialog. Control Type Options Dialog. Control Properties Page. List 1 List View. Button BTN.
1 of 58. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
We're in a list box of 58 items. And you can define exactly how each of those items appears on your Braille display. You know, Braille display real estate is pretty important. Especially if you have a Braille display that doesn't have too many characters. So you can set up your own Braille display system here just by arrowing down.
Combo box.
We're on the setting for combo box. If I press the say line command.
Combo box four. 2 of 58.
So it says combo box CBO. Now if I wanted to change that, I'll press the tab key.
Modify control button.
And
to activate, press spacebar. Alt M.
We're on modify control, the shortcut for which Jaws helpfully tells me is Alt M. So I'll press Alt M just to get into the habit of using that.
Control type options dialog. Control properties page. Define combo box dialog. Show on display. Show on display list box. Name.
1 of 4. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
So the first option in this list box is name, and there are four items. This actually determines the order in which things are going to appear on the Braille display when it comes to this kind of control. And in this case, just for the sake of a demonstration, we've chosen combo box. So,
name, 1 of 4.
Name is the first thing that will appear.
Type, 2 of 4.
Then the type.
Value, 3 of 4.
Value.
Position.
And the position. So, if we wanted to change the order.
Remove button.
We can remove an item altogether.
Down button.
To activate, press spacebar.
And we've got a down button.
Available to add list box.
0 items.
And there's nothing else to add.
OK button.
Okay, so we would have an up button as well, except that I'm at the first one now, which is the name field. So you can actually use the up and down buttons to change the order in which these items appear. So you've got a lot of customization there. Let's just press OK. I don't think there's anything else in here.
Playlist box.
Yeah, we'll just I'll hit escape actually.
Rail options dialog. Control type options dialog. Control properties page. Modify control button.
So there's the modify control.
Modify Braille symbol button.
Now we can modify the Braille symbol as well.
Edit. Whoa.
Type and text.
This is where we can change the symbol that is displayed. So for combo box, it's
C-B-O blank.
CBO. If we didn't want that, we could write the word combo if you wanted to be more explicit. If you wanted it even smaller, maybe you could just put CB for combo box. Save one precious character. It's entirely up to you, and you can customize exactly what happens.
List 1. Modify control button. List 1. Modify Braille symbol button. OK button.
And so that is how you can do it. We can go back to this list.
Cancel. Help button. Control properties tab.
To switch pages.
List 1. List view. Combo box bow. Edit.
And we're on edit now.
Edit. Add.
We can just keep going down here.
List box. Scroll bar. Toolbar, status bar, header bar, button list box, track bar, spin control, menu, desktop, switch box.
Okay.
Desktop.
So we've got the desktop here. What's the Braille symbol for that in structured mode?
Desktop, desktop, LE, 13 of 58.
Okay. So we could easily change that to something slightly smaller. And so it goes. You can set up your own environment that makes sense to you and maximizes that precious Braille display real estate. Now, there are other tabs in this dialog, by the way.
Control properties tab.
There's the control properties.
Control state properties tab.
Now we're into the state properties.
State properties page. List 1 list view. Check text.
1 of 7. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now we can have a look at controls where the state is important.
Check text.
Checked is currently set to X.
Closed. Closed, closed. 2 of 7.
Right, so you might easily want to change the word closed to something smaller.
Disabled. Disabled, disabled.
And disabled as well. You could change that to, say, DSBLD or something.
Great. Great, great. Open. Open, open. Pressed. Press, pressed.
So what I'm
six
doing is just
seven.
Down-arrowing through this list box, and first of all it tells me what the what the condition is, in other words, checked, unchecked, etc. And then it tells me what it's going to be displayed on the braille display. And if I want to change that,
modify braille representation button.
To activate press spacebar, Alt M.
I can just tab to the modify braille representation button or press Alt M.
OK button.
OK.
Cancel, help button, state properties tab. State properties.
And that's all there is, so I'll hit escape to get out of here in case I inadvertently change something.
Default JCF JAWS configuration manager. Braille options dialog. Define structured mode button. Panning mode combo box. Best fit.
1 of 2. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Now we have some control over the panning mode. Best fit lets JAWS determine the size of your braille display and how many characters it should put on each line. But if you want to be specific about it,
fixed increment.
You can set a fixed increment. For example, you might want to set a 32 cell increment for panning if you have a braille note 32. You can do that here.
Text alignment combo box. Show complete work at cursor.
2 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
All right, now we have some control over text alignment.
Off. Show complete work at cursor. Show complete work at beginning of display.
So that just controls what happens, for example, when you use your cursor routing keys to focus on a word.
Braille follows active checkbox checked. Tether braille to active checkbox not checked.
Alright, so the braille can follow the active cursor, but it doesn't necessarily have to be tethered there.
8. Braille checkbox not checked. Braille sleep mode checkbox not checked. Braille.patterns button.
To activate press spacebar.
Oh, we've got braille.patterns in there. Braille.patterns simply control the way that bold and italics, underline, etc. are going to be represented on your braille display. So you have full control over the way that you see that.
Cursor settings button.
To activate press spacebar. Alt-U.
And cursor settings, that's not a new option. You can go in there and determine what your JAWS cursor, your invisible cursor, your PC cursor looks like, whether the dots are always up, always down, or blinking.
OK button.
And there's the OK button. So they've done a lot of work on the braille. I think that there are many happy braille JAWS users out there with the many improvements that are in here for braille in version 4.
To activate press spacebar, hold it.
Braille basic settings dialog. Advanced button.
Now by pressing OK, they pop me out of the configuration manager and presumably save the configuration if there were any changes. And now I'm back into the braille dialog in the basics menu of the JAWS window.
OK button.
And we'll press OK to get out of there.
JAWS.
Let's see what else is in this options menu.
Menu active. Options. Basics. Voices up. Braille. Exit. Alt F4. Basic.
And then we're back to the top of the menu. So that's a significant change. Quite a few new options there in JFW. Another feature that is new is the whole concept of the virtual viewer. And I guess we can have a look at that by simply pressing Insert F1 from within the JAWS window. See what we get.
The JAWS application window provides access to basic settings, voice settings, and help. Press Alt to choose settings to adjust. Press F1 to open the JAWS help system. Press Escape to close this message.
Alright, now the difference here is that in the older versions of JAWS, that's it. It speaks that message and it's gone. If you want to hear the message, you got to press F1 again with the insert key, or I guess in this case in the new JAWS with the JAWS key, whatever that is that you've selected, and hear it again. With the virtual viewer, though, that's no longer the case. I can go to the top of this message with Control Home.
The JAWS application window provides access to basic settings, voice settings, and help.
It read the first line. I can now use the down arrow key.
Press Alt to choose settings to adjust.
And I can read a word at a time. Just press the Home key to get to the beginning of the line. And I didn't get any feedback. It should really say I would have thought the first letter of the word or something, but it doesn't. Must log that one. And now I can use either my right arrow key to read a character at a time.
R-E-S-S space.
Or control right arrow to read a word at a time.
Alt plus O 2 2 7 2 adjust press.
So I've got full control over reviewing this. If I want to keep a record of this message, perhaps I'm the kind of person who likes to keep handy things in a file. I can press control A to select this entire message, and control C to copy to the clipboard. I could also just select certain portions of it, and then press control C to copy it to the clipboard. I can press escape to get out of this. And I should now.
Jaws.
I am. I'm back in the Jaws window. I'm just going to load Microsoft Word to give you another example of the power of the virtual viewer. It's loading now. My hotkey is Control-Alt-W.
Document 1, Microsoft Word. Document 1. Edit.
And now to give us something to work with, I'm just going to type testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Very exciting. And I'll put the cursor somewhere here. There we go. Now, I'm going to press Insert F1.
This is a document window. Text area of open document section 1 of 1.
Right, that's not what I want to do, actually. I want to press Insert H to get the list of hotkeys.
Link, say the current field control jaw, say.
Now I'm in here.
Link, say the...
Now I can just arrow down, and you'll hear that some of these items are linked.
Link, say the line and column of the caret jaws key delete.
Okay, so I'm on say...
Link, say the line and column of the caret jaws.
The line and column of the caret. So if I press enter...
Line 1, column 1.
It's done it. Now I'm still in the virtual viewer, so I can keep arrowing down.
Link, toggle the writing mode from insert to overtype, alt, control, I.
And if I want to do that, I just press enter.
Overtype.
I press it again.
Insert.
Because I'm still in the same place. I can keep going.
Link, say the first cell in the current column, alt, 1. Link, say the first cell in the current row, alt, 7. Link, convert the table to text, jaws, key, F5. Link, close the office assistant control, jaws, key, F4.
Very good. Now, if I press that, just for argument's sake.
Not visible.
Not visible. The office assistant couldn't be found. That's fine. So, what they've done, actually, as well as giving us this help that they always have through Insert H, is they've kind of created a little menu of useful choices, and you can just arrow down and press enter to choose the different items that you want to access. That's the virtual viewer, essentially. You can also do other tricks with it, like use Insert F7 to bring up your list of links, because really what you're doing here is using the same keys that you would with a virtual cursor in Internet Explorer, for example, that's been in JAWS since version 3.31. Now we'll move on to having a look at... I'll just get out of Word here.
Microsoft Word dialog. Do you want to save the changes you make?
No, I do not.
JAWS.
It's a masterpiece which will never see the light of day. I'm going to go into Microsoft Front Page now, which is a favorite application of mine.
Microsoft Front Page. Page View Edit.
Show you the Prompt Creator feature, which is a good feature of JAWS version 4. I'm in there now, and I'm going to open up a web page, and for the sake of we'll open c:\acb:\web\main\menu, and it's completed it, so I'll press enter. Edit. Now I'm in the main menu edit. Page, and what I'm going to do is, let's see, just right, come down here with my cursor keys.
Blank, main menu brings you to blank, 1 August 2001.
All right.
Blank.
I'm going to create a link
August,
here.
Blank.
And we'll call it 8 August 2001. And press enter. Now I have a line here.
8 August 2001.
And I'm going to select that by pressing Shift with End.
Selected. 8 August 2001.
And that's another nice feature that we discussed with Eric too, the fact that it says selected when you're going to select a whole line like that. It says the word selected first, which makes perfect sense to me. Now I'm going to press Control K, which is the hyperlink shortcut key.
Create hyperlink dialog. URL edit compo. HTTP.
To set the value, use the arrow keys or tap the value.
Now, what if I want to change that tutor message? What I'm going to do is bring up the prompt creator. And let's do that by pressing Control Insert Tab, which is the shortcut key.
Create Control Prompt Dialog. Spoken Prompt Edit. URL.
Type and text. All this.
Now, the first thing it wants to ask me about is what's the spoken prompt here? What do we want JAWS to say? And at the moment, it says URL. Now, just for the fun of it, we'll type here web page address. I wouldn't normally change this, by the way, because URL is perfectly explanatory, but anyway. Now we'll press enter.
Type the label that will be displayed in Braille each time you move to the control. Braille prompt edit. Web page address.
Type and text.
Now, in this case, web page address does actually take up a lot more precious Braille space than URL does. So in Braille, I do want URL displayed, and I'll just type that URL and press enter.
Type a tuner message to provide helpful information about using the control. The message will be spoken each time you move to the control. Tuner message edit.
Type in text. Alt T.
And the tutor message I want to type here is type the name of a URL.
L-U space.
Backspace over the HTTP if the URL is local. And now press enter.
Web page address edit combo. HTTP.
Type the name of a URL backspace over the HTTP as the URL is local.
Okay, well, I've made a few typos there in the tutor message. But now, you see what it's done. I'm just going to press escape to get out of here.
Microsoft.
I'm going to just use my arrow keys to unselect that link. Now I'm going to create it again.
8 August 2001.
There's my text for 8 August 2001. I'm going to press Shift with End to select
Selected.
It.
8 August 2001.
Okay, and now I'm going to press Control K, and you'll hear my custom-made prompt is now active.
Create hyperlink dialog. Web page address edit combo. HTTP.
Type the name of a URL backspace over the HTTP as the URL is local.
There we go. Now, I need to correct the error there, so I can just press Control Insert Tab.
Modify Control Prompt Dialog. Spoken Prompt Edit. Web page address.
Type in text. Alt S.
And because there's already a prompt here, instead of creating a prompt, it's asking me to modify it. I'll just press Enter to accept that I don't need to change it at this point.
Type the label that will be displayed in Braille each time you move to the control. Braille prompt edit. URL.
Type in text. Alt B.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll press Enter.
Type a tuner message to provide helpful information.
Here's where I want to do some changes, so I'll just move through the edit control using my standard editing keys.
The name of a URL period backspace. Over the HTTP is the...
Okay, now there's the is that should be an if.
Space.
I think that was all that was wrong with it. Let's just check.
Tuner message edit. Type the name of a URL backspace over the HTTP if the URL is local.
And now I'll press enter.
Web page address edit combo. HTTP.
Type the name of a URL backspace over the HTTP if the URL is local.
There we go. Just like that, we have created a custom prompt. Now, you can see immediately that while this is a bit of a, specious exercise, because the prompt is fairly explanatory, the thing is that if you're in a custom-made application, or maybe you're dealing with somebody who really needs a little bit of help in a certain area, because, for better or worse, computers are not intuitive to everybody, then you can create some pretty cool custom environments that focus on people's particular weak points where they need some prompting, and you can make a really user-friendly environment. Where this really comes into its own, of course, is where you bring up an application and you're tabbing around it and it just says edit, 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 edit. Yes, marvelous, isn't it? And with the prompt creator, you can turn every one of those edit, edit, edit messages into something deep and meaningful, and add some tutor messages as well, should you so desire. Of course, the tutor message will be type in text if you're tabbing around and you're getting edit fields, because that's the default tutor message for edit fields. So that is how the prompt creator works. So let's close front page now.
Microsoft front page dialog. Save changes to...
No, I don't want to save them at the moment. So now we're back in JAWS. Now I'd like to move on to a new feature in JAWS, or at least a modified feature, I guess. We've had the Frame Manager in JFW for some time, and now we have a new animal called the Frame Viewer, which is designed to be more usable, and it replaces the Frame Manager. To demonstrate this, I'm going to bring up the FTP Voyager program, and it's just coming up now. My hotkey for that is Control-Alt-F.
ACB Radio Mainstream.
And I'm going to just log on to the ACB Radio Mainstream site.
Zero.
Which is where we upload programs like this one. And I'll just find a...
SC06-24-2000-10600007-MP3-31MP-WinMP.
I have no idea what that is, but we can upload it because it's large enough for me to do the work I need to do with it. So I'm going to press Control U and FTP Voyager to start uploading it.
Uploading SC0620.
And off it goes. Now, What we have on the screen is a window that's popped up that I can review with my JAWS cursor that's showing me various interesting statistical JAWS information.
Estimated completion 34 minutes 43 seconds 15.04 kbsec.
Okay, so it's uploading at 15k per second, and it's got the estimated time left, etc. I can keep going with the JAWS cursor.
Cancel but F391,680 of 32,286,292 bytes 1%. File progress.
All right, now, let's say, for example, that we want to set up a hotkey that quickly tells us the estimated time left and how fast it's going. I found the right line with my JAWS cursor.
37. Min's comp has left bytes. 32 bot left per and 2% right per estimated.
And now I'm at the beginning of the line. It says the word estimated.
Blank E.
My JAWS cursor is on the letter E of estimated at the beginning.
E.
And now that's the beginning of the area that I want to mark for speaking with a simple press of a hotkey. So to mark the beginning, I'm going to press Control Shift left bracket.
Top left corner.
And JAWS tells me this is the top left corner. And I'm going to press the End key to get to the end of this line.
And
just to check, I'll use my left arrow.
C, E, C, right.
That's correct. I'm at the end of the right parenthesis where it tells me how many K per second it is. Now, that's the end of the area that I want spoken with this particular hotkey. So to mark the end, I'll press Control Shift right bracket. And then all sorts of things will start to happen.
Bottom right corner. Create frame or prompt dialog. List box. Frame create.
One of two. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
I have a choice. I can create a frame or, if I down arrow,
prompt create.
I can create a prompt, but I want to create a frame, so we'll go
frame
up.
Frame create.
And press enter.
Cancel button.
To activate, press spacebar.
Select a name for your new frame. The frame name cannot include spaces or punctuation characters added. Frame 1.
Top and text.
I'm going
create
to call this
frame. Select a name.
Estimated time. And what I did was I did a capital E for estimated and a capital T for time. It's all one word because you can't include spaces. But because JAWS has mixed case processing turned on by default, it sounds like two words anyway if I read it.
Select a name for your new frame. The frame name cannot include spaces or punctuation characters added. Estimated time.
Okay, let's press enter.
Write a short description for your frame. This synopsis is displayed in the keyboard manager and is spoken when in keyboard help mode added.
Top and text.
This short synopsis is pretty important because if you forget what you've done, you can go into your keyboard help with insert and the number key 1 on your number row and fool around with the keys and it will tell you what they do. So I'm just going to write speaks the estimated time before the transfer completes and the number of bytes, so that'll do per second.
All right,
that'll do for the moment. I'll press enter.
Please write a more thorough description for your frame. You may want to include some notes on the use of the frame as well as information regarding how the frame was created added.
Yeah, presently I'm just not going to bother.
You can speak the contents of this frame by pressing a keystroke. Press the keystroke that you will use to speak this frame added.
Top and text. All right.
This is critical, obviously. What key is going to speak this information? So I'll assign it to Control E for estimated time. So I just press Control E.
Control E.
And then I'll press enter.
When text is written into this frame, how do you want it to be echoed? This setting is written as a frame event that can be modified later. Echo JAWS screen echo radio button checked.
404. Touching.
JAWS screen echo is the default.
Echo all radio button checked.
We certainly don't want all echoed here because otherwise every time the estimated time change, which would be pretty regularly, obviously as the countdown continues, it would just speak continuously.
Echo highlighted radio button checked. Echo silent radio.
No, we don't want it silent either necessarily, so we'll put it to the JAWS default.
Echo JAWS green echo radio.
Press enter.
Estimated time.
And it's done. And we're now in a list of frames, and the only frame here so far is called estimated time. I'm going to press Alt Enter to bring up the properties because there is something that's important about changing them.
Estimated time. Estimated time properties dialog. General page. Frame name edit. Estimated time.
So we're now in a dialogue that allows us to review a lot of the stuff we've just done, but I'm going to press Control Tab.
Validation rules page. List 1, list view. on window title contains 5% of SC0624-2001-06007 MP3.
Now, if we leave this on, which is not a good idea in this case, because the window title contains, firstly, the percentage of the upload that was complete when I started creating this frame, which will already have changed, and secondly, it contains the name of the file, and we want this to work whenever we're transferring any file. So we want to turn this rule off. We could actually delete it altogether, but I'm going to be cautious and just turn it off by hitting the space bar.
Off. And now, window title.
When we down arrow, there should be another rule, which we'll leave on.
On. Window class. Contains. Apostrophe 32,770.
Okay, that's the unique identifier of the window, which we do want to leave on, so I'll press enter.
Estimated time.
Now, I'm going to close the frame manager with Alt-F4, and it will prompt me. I hope. Hello. Let's press Alt-F4 again. Why is it not doing
estimated
it? Okay,
time
well,
frame.
We'll go to the file menu here, shall we? Oh, there's a bit of a focus
jaw.
Issue there.
SF, save. SF lip, 15% jaw, save frame changes.
Oh, there we go. It did ask me. It just didn't come up. Yes, I want to save them.
Nope. Yes. D time. SF lib 300.
Okay, now I'm going to tab back into the download window.
15% of SC0.
So it's already up to 15%. Now, all being equal, having created that, if I press the Control E right now, it should speak to me.
Estimated completion 33 min 55 sec 13.03 kbps.
There you go. It tells me exactly what I wanted it to tell me, and every time I press Control E,
estimated completion 30.
It's there. When I go into keyboard learn mode with Alt-1,
on.
Keyboard help mode is now on, I can press Control E.
Control plus E says the content of the frame estimated time, speaks the estimated time before the transfer completes, and the number of bytes per second.
Yeah, well, he spelled estimated wrong. But anyway, that is how it works. And what I have actually done on another system is designed a whole series of little frames like that in this window. So I can press Control E to get the estimated time, Control P to get the progress of the current file being transferred, Control O gives me the overall progress of all files being transferred in the current queue, and Control F will read the name of the currently transferred file. So it's so easy to set them up. And there are other things that you can do with frames as well, which we may not really be able to go into in any depth. But, for example, you can have all sorts of conditional issues going on. You can have a sound played when a certain event occurs. You can monitor on color changes, all sorts of things, which Eric, I think, briefly discussed in his interview. Definitely have a play with the new frame viewer. It's powerful. And there's lots of good help. And that takes us on to the next feature, actually. So I'm going to stop this transfer now.
20.
There we go. We don't need it up there anyway. And we're going to have a look at the help system for JAWS version 4, which has not only been redesigned in terms of its structure, but also in terms of its content. There's a lot of new stuff. The help system, we'll bring it up by going to the help menu.
Menu active. Help. JAWS help topics. F1.
And
menus.
We could have also actually
preview.
Just pressed F1 from the JAWS window.
Closed.
Now we're in a simple tree view where we can move through what they have.
New users start here, but closed. Keystrokes, but closed. Using JAWS, but closed. Popular applications with JAWS, but closed. Customizing JAWS for Windows, but closed. Network JAWS, but closed. JAWS and refreshable Braille, but closed. Contacting Freedom Scientific, but closed.
Now, let's go back, and we can press the first letter of the book that we want to go back to. In this case, Popular Applications with JAWS, so we'll press P.
Popular Applications with JAWS, but closed.
Now we can press the right arrow key to open it.
Topic Audible Audio Manager.
And I'm going to hit M.
1. Topic Magic 6. Point. Topic Magic 8. Topic Microplanet.
Down arrowing.
Topic Microsoft. Topic Microsoft. Topic Microsoft Excel. Topic Microsoft Run. Topic Microsoft front page.
I know what I'm looking
topic
for.
Topic micro. 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 Topic micro.
Lots of Microsoft
topic
stuff.
Topic micro. Topic MSN Messenger.
Here we go.
6 of 55.
Something that's new in version 4 that's kind of tucked away. Support for MSN Messenger that works pretty well. So I'm going to press enter to go in there.
Topic MSN Messenger.
6 of 55.
When you've done that, then you have to press F6 to get into the viewing window.
Contents page. MSN Messenger. 6 links. MSN Messenger. The topics listed below are for MSN Instant Messenger with JAWS for Windows. MSN Messenger allows you to chat with individual friends and groups of friends online. The purpose of this document is to give you a general overview of MSN Messenger and...
So it's going to read that to me, and I can tab to the links.
HTTP, JAWS specific keystrokes link, getting started link, helpful hints link, back link, list of all supported applications link.
All right, I'm going to go back to...
helpful, getting started, JAWS specific
keystrokes.
Links. JAWS.
And this is another chance for us to show you the read to, or the say all feature that they have here. I'll start reading it.
JAWS specific keystrokes, MSN Messenger, table with two columns and three rows. Description.
Now, currently what's happening is that it's reading from beginning to end in sentence mode, because I have it on sentence mode by default. That means I can tap the right shift key. Now, it's already stopped reading because actually the option I chose wasn't terribly lengthy. I am pleased that they're developing a system in the JAWS help where there are often next and back links, so you can read sequentially.
I think
there's the next link.
Next link.
Yeah, okay, there's a next link there.
Three
so I'll
links.
Just press enter.
Getting started.
Now,
before you can use MSN,
if I tap the right shift key, I'm moving
MSN
forward a sentence at a time.
Simply refer to if you visit.
Now, oh, it's, okay, it's already finished, so I'll just start reading again.
Before you can use MSN,
now, I'll tap the right shift key a couple of times. Now, if I press the left shift key, I'm moving back a sentence. But as Eric pointed out, one of the limitations of the current version is that you can only left shift as many times as are in the buffer for say all. So you can't actually move past the point at which you started your say all command. Other than that, it's very responsive. Another feature that is a nice addition is the ability to, from anywhere, press Control, Insert, and S.
Select a synthesizer dialog. List box. TikTok Access 32 software.
1 of 4.
I haven't got too many installed at the stage.
Eloquence for JAWS. Keynote Hardware SSIL. No speech.
But I can quickly choose from this list. So it's just another way of quickly getting into the synthesizer list. Control Insert S from anywhere will bring up the list. And you simply choose the synthesizer you want to switch to. Press Enter. And you have switched right there. So that's a brief overview of some of the features that are in JAWS version 4. We haven't covered everything, but as you can see, there are quite a few new features to sink your teeth into, some significant interface changes, and I have actually saved the best for last. I nearly forgot about this. Let me just bring up Internet Explorer, and this is something that many of us have been wanting to have addressed since 3.31 when the virtual cursor came on the scene, so it is important that we give credit where it's due. And we're just opening Internet Explorer, and hopefully the ACB radio site will pop up for us in just a second.
Links.
Now, I'm going to tab.
Visit or listen to ACB Radio Mainstream for programming produced by the Blind for the Blind link.
Now, having tabbed there, I can't bring up the context menu at this point using the application key or Shift F10. You'll still get the same issue that you always have with the context menu for the page coming up, as if a link did not have focus. I can press now the right mouse button key.
Right click. Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream for programming produced by the Blind for the Blind link. Context menu.
To move right and press up or down arrow.
Listen to ACB. Open a new window. Open.
Now we have the context menu for the link.
Open a new window. Save target.
So while you can't at this point use the application key as you ordinarily would, if you use your right mouse button key on the JAWS on the number pad, it does work, and that is a way for a much easier way than we have had in the past with JAWS of getting the context menu for the link. So I hope you found this review of version 4 helpful. Overall, I think they've got some very nice new features. Now, this is not a comparison, and so I have not made any allusions really to other screen readers, except to say that there are some features here where users of other screen readers will be quite rightly saying, so what, we've had it for a long time. Well, that's true. Of course, JAWS has also had features that others haven't had for a long time, so these things tend to cancel each other out. But there are some good new features. Yeah, download the beta, have a good play, and remember, it is a beta program. That means that it is software that has been released by the software development team to get your feedback about any issues that you find.